Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, here we go. Hello. I'm sorry. I had some audio problems for a minute. But anyway, I want to get going with the show. This is my name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the producer and host for Voices Carry for Animals. And it comes to you live every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listening worldwide, all shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. So if you ever want to listen, you come in late to any of the other shows, you're more than welcome. I'm going to be taking calls later on, and if everybody write this number down, if you would like to speak, area code 310-982-4270. And you'll be in the queue, and it's the same number every Thursday. Press 1 to speak. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background and you know, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. We're going to have another great show this evening. I just want to go over a couple things here. I got a special shout-out to Gary Bowden of Animal Advocate Alliance. He is a super team player with us. We team up. We're great global animal advocates together. Posting as Mama Bear, that's my nickname, okay? Mama Bear Does Care, because she is on the air. But they have two Facebook pages, Animal Advocate Alliance on Facebook and Twitter, and it's also All About Animals Radio. And he got some great hosts on there speaking out. Nicole Rogers of Wild for Change is one of the hosts. She's also been a guest on this show. And Nikita Dwan of Youth for Animals, a big shout out to her too. She's also been a host or a guest on the show. And it's been great, everyone. So we all work together as a team, and teamwork works, teamwork rocks, and teamwork wins, okay? So the more of us that are heard, the better. So we got to always team up together and work together, and the faster the changes, okay? So and a big shout-out to Marty Oakley of TS Radio Network. I was a host on her show from June of 2014 up to March of 2018, for Voices Care for Animals. And after that, she helped me to get my own show together, Animal Advocates Radio, number 164 to current number 367. And has been a great, you know, team player, great friend, great teacher, and everything. So big shout-out to Marty Oakley, TS Radio Network, and she also has the PPJ Gazette Online. So you can hear these shows coming from the PPJ Gazette Online, www.ppjg.me. And you just press listen live here, or you go to the right-hand column, press follow, put your email address in, and every time there is a news article come up or the my podcast or her podcast, it will alert you in your primary email. And also on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescarryforanimals. Okay, and then you can just press follow. And then every time there is a new upcoming broadcast, it will alert you in your primary email. And a great thing on the Animal Advocate Alliance, Gary Bowden, the radio producer, has these my shows on demand episodes. So if you go to animaladvocatealliance.org, go to the top and press either live or you can press the on-demand episodes of mine's in there on Voices Carry for Animals. Thank you, Gary Bowden, for doing that. That's what I call teamwork all the way. But I want to just make one more announcement here. We got some sad news today that Cecilia Maida of Paws Across America, founder, had passed away last Friday from cancer, and it's sad news, everyone. You know, she was a very true warrior and also a hero for all the animals, and she has fought so long. She didn't need a kidney for a while, but she didn't die from that, and when I heard the news, it's like, oh, no. But, you know, think of her, put you know, her family and friends in your prayers, because they're going through a tough time right now. But we know that Cecilia, they gained another angel in heaven. And we'll rest in peace, Cecilia. We love you, and we're going to miss you. Gone, but will never be forgotten. And Paws Across America has 50 pages on Facebook from every state. If you can go to the main one and put your, you know, condolences in, you know, put rest in peace or what you know, words for her, good words for her, because she deserves the recognition, you know, because on this earth she was a true, relentless fighter for the animals, and she didn't give up. So, and she's been on a guest on this show on TS Radio Network, Marty Oakley, and I had been interviewing her, and also on the Animal Advocates Group Radio, this one. So, Cecilia Maida, rest in peace. We will never forget you, and our hearts and thoughts and prayers go out to the family and friends out there. So, we know we're not going to give up. And I wanted to bring on one of her, Jackie. Go ahead, Jackie. You're live on the air.
Hi,
yes,
how are you? How
hey,
are
I'm,
you? Can
I'm
you
doing
hear me?
Pretty good. I was just giving a tribute to Cecilia Maida, you know, because I heard she passed away, you know, last Friday. And
so sorry about
it's,
that.
Yes, it's very sad. So, but anyway, Jackie, I wanted to go ahead and get the show started. And everyone, Jackie Olive, she's an organizer for the Nationwide Wild Horse Freedom Rallies. And she's joining us again tonight. She was back when April, back in there when they had a big rally then. And we welcomed her back. So, Jackie, welcome back. So glad to have you back. And thanks for joining us again. But do you want to go ahead and we're going to be discussing the Nationwide Horse Freedom Rally number 3, everybody. That's on the September 23rd or September 24th. Check website for your state location, times, and dates. Okay, but Jackie, go ahead, and you're on air. And
hello.
You can tell
Thank
us how
you.
Yeah, this is so exciting to have you back. But go ahead. You're live and on the air. You want to go ahead and start? Yes.
Yes. So the rallies are coming up, and unfortunately we have to have another round of rallies, and I don't think we're going to stop anytime soon. I don't plan to stop, and I think we're growing. We tried something new this year where we put a call out for state leaders for each state. So this way, you know, we have somebody on the ground in each state who's going to rally up people and get them there. This way me and Terry aren't, you know, screaming all over the place trying to get everybody to come out in states that we're not even at. So I'm excited about that. Hopefully we have a good turnout. And I know a couple of state leaders have called in to, you know, talk about and give the information for their rally in their state. I am in New York at the moment. First rally, I was in Colorado. Second one, I was in Arizona. Now I'm back home in New York. So I'm going to be at the Belmore Street Fair on the 24th and the 25th. I have a booth, and it's all dedicated to educating the public on wild horse roundups and the consequences. And it's representing Love Wild Horses. You can check them out at lovewildhorses.org. I'm also representing AWE, Advocates for Wild Equines, which I'm on the core team, along with Linda, who will be coming on later. We are colleagues, and I love her. And so I'm representing those two, plus it will be dedicated to the Nationwide Wild Horse Freedom Rally on the 24th. So if anybody on Long Island in New York wants to come out, Belmore Street Fair, September 24th and 25th, all day, we'll be there. And we'll have a mini horse will be there, and he's going to be representing his wild cousins, and he's going to have a kissing booth. So come down and take your picture with him. He's adorable, and we'll have lots of information, giveaways. It's going to be a really good time.
That's what it sounds like. And it's so important, everyone, you know, to just, you know, try to, you know, get there and speak out for the wild horses and burros, because without us, you know, there is two, I believe Congress is coming back September 6th from a big vacation break, H.R. 3355, everyone, and also S-2732, the SAFE Act, Save Americans Forgotten Equines Act of 2021. There is concurrently 218 co-sponsors on that. So if you please, next Tuesday after Labor Day, they've had enough time off, so they should be well rested up. Call or email them. So we have to slam the phone lines and let them know, hey, we're
both.
Back and we're not giving up.
Call and
you know,
email them.
Yeah, or email them. Flood the emails, please. And if you want to know how to get to them, just go and search, find my state representative or find my, you know, state senator, and then put your zip code in. You can contact, call them, email them, write letters, meet them in person, however what you're comfortable with. But make sure that you are explaining that the H.R. 3355 or the Senate Bill 2732 SAFE Act asks them to be a co-sponsor. And, Jackie, when I went on gov.org or gov.com, Yeah, and you can, you know, make an account with them and keep up on these bills, and it will alert you in your primary email. And that's how I keep, you know, they'll tell you if there's a new co-sponsor, and you can also, you know, when you get it in your email, you know, how far it's gotten. So the more, you know, pressure we put on them, the better it's going to be. So I don't know how many more co-sponsors this needs. 218 is a lot.
Well,
you know, whatever it takes. But go ahead.
The problem is it's stuck in the Energy and Commerce Committee. Still, they haven't marked it up. It hasn't gone to the floor for voting yet by the House. So if you have – if anybody has a congressman on that committee, a representative on the Energy and Commerce Committee, you need to get in touch with them and tell them to mark it up and send it to the floor for a vote, because it's stuck there right now, and we really need it to move to the floor.
That's where we need to put the pressure on. Put the heat on high, everyone. Yeah, slam those
exactly.
phone calls and emails, because the more that the emails and the phone calls, the faster the changes. And this is way long overdue, because these, you know, helicopter roundups, they are animal cruelty front lines. I mean, these horses, I've seen videos and pictures, and they get traumatized. They're scared to death, okay? And it's taxpayers' money. So all of us that are taxpayers out there, I know I don't approve of it. And it's scaring all the wild horses and burros and their families. They have families just like we do, okay? And they've been on this earth longer than us, right, Jackie? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yes.
How they're getting treated. All animals deserve better, everyone. And it's up to us to take that action, okay? So please tell everyone you know, if you're close to all these locations on the 23rd or the 24th, please have your signs ready. You could decorate them. You can go to the dollar store and decorate them real cheap. You know, make them look
exactly.
really good. And
yep,
cause I've done it myself. I mean,
yep.
good, nice signs, too. I mean, I was so surprised at the great job I did, and it looks great. You know,
I have to say my favorite signs at rallies are the homemade ones. They're awesome. People really get creative.
Oh, yeah, and it doesn't take that much time either. You know, I remember I was at a, you know, rally one time, and I made up like 10 signs and gave them all out when I got there, you know, and their people loved them. I said, you can keep them as a souvenir. You know, I can't I only have two hands and two legs, so go ahead and keep them. But, you know, I really got into it and made them really decorative with sparkles on them, and, you know, it just... It's so creative to do that, and so meaningful. You know, you could take as far as you want to go out there.
And I find it to be, it's also therapeutic when you have all this pent-up anger in you about what's happening. It's like, you know, when you're working on your sign, it's kind of like painting. It's like it brings you back down to the ground, grounds you, you know. It's like therapy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, and you're doing something meaningful. Take your anger out and your rage and turn it into action, everyone. Don't be silent, because when you're silent, expect no changes, okay? So in order to see change, we got to take action, because it does not change on its own without our help, okay? So, you know, no, don't be shy. Stand up for what you believe in. And don't fall, okay? And it takes more of us. There's millions and millions of people out there, okay? So, you know, we have to do our best. We could all do better. You know, I do on this radio platform, you know, I do more than this out there with all the social media I'm on to help the animals in need and distress, okay, and also help on elder abuse. So in other areas too, so I multitask, and it doesn't take that long because I've gotten so good at it and sharing and signing petitions and calling legislators that it makes my head spin, okay? That's what it takes though, and I encourage others, you know, that tell me, hey, they'll tell me what's going on. I said, listen, I'm not a representative, but I'm going to lead you the way to one because I can't change anything, but millions,
right,
you know, thousands of me like me can if we team up and band up and do what's necessary, because all
exactly.
our voices matter and all actions. So that's what
yep.
it takes, you know.
And everybody's got to come out when there's a rally. If you can get there and you're off that day and you have a couple of hours, just go out and let your voice be heard.
Yep, that's right.
It's so important
to show up
in numbers.
That's right. Strength in numbers there, Jackie. And I got a message,
mm-hmm.
Teresa. It can't make it. She has to go back to Jeff's nurse call, if you all know about that.
Yes.
But we'll have her on again. And Teresa, I'm sorry you couldn't make it tonight, but, you know, we understand, okay, what's going
yes.
on. And hope Jeff, prayers for Jeff. You're in our thoughts and prayers. So hope everything turns out all right. And I hope you hear this message later on or some when you play it back. But all these shows are archived. So that's a great thing that we can do, you know. So
we
whatever
love you,
it takes,
Terry.
Right, Jackie? We
yes.
love you, Terry. And thanks for all you're doing. Okay?
Yes.
Keep it up. And you guys are working so hard. So everybody, let's turn out to all these, you know, in these states on the 23rd and 24th. Have your signs ready. Make those phone calls. If you can't make it, call your state representatives and senators because it's already passed the House. So now we got to get through the Senate and then it gets signed by the president. How's that? So let's see a victory, everyone. We could do the victory dance. I love doing the victory dance. You're right, don't you?
Yes.
The happy dance.
There's
yep.
so far and few between, but when you get a victory, it's nothing like it.
I know. Yeah, I know, because, you know, we know they're not going to happen overnight. But, you know, the harder and faster we all come together, the stronger we become, the faster those victories, because I've seen it happen one a lot. And,
yep.
you know, this is going on 2023, everyone, and we're almost there coming up the sideline. So on another H.R. 6635, Wild Horse and Burro Act of 2022, everyone, here's another one.
Yes.
For the Horse and Burro Act, there's 11 co-sponsors already, so please call in. And on that one, these are about helicopters, and you know, get rid of them. And that's what we want to do, to quit scaring the wild horses and burros and their families away. I mean, I know I wouldn't want to be chased by a helicopter, and I know you wouldn't, Jackie, or nobody would. That would be so
no.
scary. And so you got to put yourself in their place and see if you would like it or not. Then I think you're going to change your mind and know that the tax dollars is gone there. American tax dollars, everybody, and it's gone
yep.
for animal cruelty, okay? And it's wrong. It's disgusting. It's inhumane. You know, it's animal cruelty front lines. So whatever
yep.
we can do to help out, okay, we can do it. You know, we can't give up, because if we do, guess what happens? We automatically lose. And we want these,
exactly.
you know, so we want these, you know, to go and say, hey. And I, you know what I found out, Jackie? I did look it up, where you could sign in with an account, congress.gov, okay, everyone?
Yes.
You sign in, yes, and that's the one. I think I said the wrong one, .org or whatever, but it is congress.gov, and H.R. 3355 is on there, SAFE Act of 2021. So everyone, 218 co-sponsors. So let's, you know, big, you know, shout out to all you animal advocates and animal lovers, activists, organizations. I've had so many on this show, and it is great, so informative. I don't think I've had a bad show yet, Jackie. Not one.
No.
You know, so,
no.
And I better quit bragging, right?
But we just need everybody to come together. Is someone
that's
calling
right.
in?
Yes. Okay, hold on one second.
Let's hear.
Area code 323, you're live and on the air. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals. Go right ahead. You have any comments or questions for the guest, Jackie? Go ahead. Area code 323?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Hi, yes.
Hello, me.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Linda.
How are you? I'm fine. I didn't know how this whole thing worked, but it's so great. Yeah. Oh, well, you know the questions I have, you know. How is it going along with the Congress and is it on the, you know, I've been trying to call every week, you know, Pelloni and these other people, and are we making progress here?
You know, Debbie, can you bring Linda on, because she's really good at explaining this, because we work together and
yes. And Linda, can you put press
the
one
other Linda, I
to alert me that you're in the queue, because we got a packed house tonight, which is a great thing. But press
oh,
one,
Linda
you're
Logan.
In the queue. Okay, here we go. I think this is her. Linda, you're live and on the air. Go right ahead. Welcome aboard Animal Advocates Radio. Go ahead.
Can you hear
Linda?
Me? This is Linda Logan.
Yep.
Yes.
We hear you.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Linda.
I am the Arizona State leader for the Wild Horse Freedom Rallies. Thank you for letting me in. So I personally have been doing work with Advocates for Wild Equines, which has a very strong lobbying arm, where we raise money amongst ourselves in a truly grassroots way to hire a lobbying firm in Washington, D.C. So we are focusing on all of the bills that you just mentioned. And we're really encouraging everyone to reach out to their state, their federal legislators, their House of Representatives, and their two senators on the SAFE Act and the Titus bill and all of the other pro-horse bills that are out there. This, I feel, is probably the most important thing that we can be doing aside from public education, because I think we have a couple of different problems going on with getting these bills moved forward. One is that the vast majority of people, both the general public and our legislators, aren't aware of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
We had a call yesterday with an aide for Senator Mark Kelly, and she really didn't know anything that we were telling her. And I have a follow-up call with her tomorrow to go into more detail about the SAFE Act to try to get him to co-sponsor it. And I really hope that everyone else is doing the same. It's not hard to get these appointments. They do have, most of them have like a meeting request form right on their website. That's how I did it.
Linda?
I just filled in my info. And
yes.
Yeah.
Was this virtual? Like you did it over the phone,
yes,
the meeting? Okay, cool.
Yes, it's Zoom. They sent me a Zoom link because his aides are in Washington, D.C., and now is a great time because they were still out on, you know, they were not in session, so their aides have some downtime. So it's a good time to reach out right now before they start gearing back up. But, yeah, it was super easy to request a meeting right online. And then they sent me the Zoom link, and we're off and running. So this is a super important thing to do. And then the other thing that we're focusing on, me personally, is public education and outreach in getting the public aware of what's happening. So as part of the Nationwide Freedom Rally here in Arizona on September 24th, we are actually having our event at a place called the Roadhouse in Cave Creek, Arizona, and it's basically a biker bar. But they're going to have live music and contests, and we are allowed to, you know, have the microphone and speak to the crowd and set up a table. And I have a letter to our legislators that we're going to have everyone sign, almost
awesome.
Like a petition, but it'll be more like a letter that all of these Arizona residents are signing, and then I'm going to get that to our senators to encourage them to co-sponsor the SAFE Act.
That's an amazing idea, and I think we should suggest that to everybody in the state group, the state leaders group, to do the same, because that's a wonderful idea, Linda.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
Because if they get a letter signed by, you know, 10 people, 100 people.
Yeah,
hand-signed by that many people and then mailed to them like old-fashioned snail mail, which I think they may pay more attention to. I don't know, but that's the approach that we are going to take. And, of course, we're going to publicize it everywhere and take photos and send those to our legislators. I really feel like we need to get more people aware and then activate those people to actually call and write letters. I think we're picking up steam. I really do. I feel much more positive about things than I did a year ago. So it is a slow process. As Jackie said, it's sometimes excruciatingly slow for those of us who are, you know, really care.
You
it's
got
hard.
On board thinking, well, you think, I when I got on board, I was like, in a few months we'll have this knocked down. And it's like years now. It's like crazy.
No,
it's a lot of heartache.
And it's unfortunate because the people that are new to fighting for animals really don't understand that. So it's easy to get discouraged quickly, but you have to understand that this is a marathon and not a sprint. And you also have to take care of yourselves because this is emotionally grueling work.
Traumatizing, yes.
It's very traumatizing. Like, I can't even watch some of these videos anymore.
No.
So, you know, you have to take your own little mental health breaks, but not for too long because we need you, you know. So
into the advocacy, you know, like I just concentrate on that and I try not to look at anything else because it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
It kills me.
It is truly heartbreaking. But I feel like that we're doing a much better job of coming together. And really, thank you to Jackie and Terry for organizing the nationwide rally, because I think we've, you know, segmented into state-based action groups, which is fabulous, and we share ideas, and we do a lot of things aside from just the rally in terms of, you know, sharing information and getting involved.
That was the whole point, was just to connect people with like minds. You know, like we're all fighting for the same thing, so we should all be, you know, grouped together so we can talk and be friends and work on projects. And that was the whole point of it, because, you know, everybody was so scattered out. So we just felt that it would bring everybody together.
And I think it did. You guys did a great job.
Thanks. I hope it keeps building, though, because we're going to need more and more and more.
Yeah, we definitely do.
Now, as Linda, the other Linda, are you still there? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay.
This is great.
We got two Lindas.
Yeah.
one
we always have two Lindas for some reason.
All these Lindas.
And
I'm Linda with
the advocate. And Linda with a Y, so they are different Lindas.
Yes.
the one Linda said when I answered it, she said, "It's me." So I said, "Hello, me."
Where are we at? Oh, sorry. It's a little bit of a lag,
ahead.
So I don't – I'm sorry if it seems like I'm cutting you off.
Not at all. I'm really enjoying this show. It's awesome.
Okay.
Again, you know.
Linda had asked where exactly the SAFE Act is right now, and it's still in Energy and Commerce, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yes. So it hasn't even gotten to the floor to be voted on by the House yet.
No, it hasn't. And we are kind of running out of time because they come back in session and then they go back out rather quickly. So this is why it's important to do a big push right now, because if we can get it released for a floor vote, it will put us in a much better position. Otherwise, we have to start over in the next session.
Oh, right. Start from the beginning. But everybody who co-sponsored would still be listed as a co-sponsor, right? We just have to start pushing them to get it marked up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. But either way, I mean, we'd love to end the year with it marked up.
That would
so
be fabulous.
Everybody,
yes.
Please call your rep and your both your senators and tell them we want the SAFE Act passed. Enough is enough. It's been long enough. It's way overdue.
That's right. It's way long overdue. And these wild Mustangs and burros, they need to have better treatment, just like the rest of these other animals. I wish that they, you know, all animals matter out there, and they deserve to all be treated with dignity and respect and have their rights granted, not ignored. And when I see these videos, I get my blood is boiling when I see that helicopter's chasing them. And they're scared to death. They're traumatized, everybody. And it's taxpayers' money. Do you approve or disapprove? If you disapprove, take that action.
And the fact that there is no science backing them to do what they're doing. There's no science saying that they're overpopulated. So it's just ridiculous. They're just wasting taxpayers' money to perform animal cruelty for no reason. It's disgusting.
Yeah, and it's wrong. You know, if you're committing animal cruelty out here in the real world out here, you get arrested, okay?
Yep.
And let's say if I had a helicopter and I was chasing down the horses, I would get arrested and should get arrested. So what gives them the right to say, okay, it's okay for us, but nobody else, and to treat them
badly? They're wild animals. I appreciate everybody who is them because they need homes, because they're sitting and holding. But these are wild animals that are supposed to stay wild. Like, you don't see people rounding up lions and tigers and bears and trying to adopt them out.
Right, exactly.
It's a really good point.
They're wild animals, and they're traumatized because this isn't a horse that was born in captivity and doesn't know any better. They're wild, and they fight, and they try to get away to save their lives, and they end up hurting themselves, killing themselves because of unnecessary roundups. It's horrible. It's just it's wrong, and our government needs to wake up. Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's right. They do. And BLM, it's like, what is going on here? You know, there is, it's, you know, corruption is good and justice is bad. We need to get this turned around, everybody, because America is going down the toilet, okay, from all angles, if we don't get it straightened out.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, look at this. Inflation, you know, from every angle, okay? I feel sorry for all the generations coming up. And with these animals, our government needs to step up to the plate and help them, not go against them and just put them on the back burner. It's terrible.
And we have to also, this is not a Republican-Democrat thing. It's every administration has failed these horses. So it has nothing to do.
Yeah.
It's not because a lot of people I see posting like, oh, I didn't, you know, it's Biden's fault. But it's every administration, Republican and Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Yep.
I'm just thinking, I want to know they're sent to slaughter. Okay. Why? I mean, they put them in pens, and then they don't want them anymore. They don't want them anyway, and it's just like something that they do, just to get rid of them when they could be out in the wild and free and helping the land.
It's all just a the whole adoption incentive plan is pretty much a
sham.
Oh,
please.
There's no way they can adopt out 70,000 horses. I think we're up to now in captive.
It's a cover-up.
Yeah. And then they, you know, these people, I know everybody here knows, but I'm trying to tell for anybody who doesn't that people go and adopt them, and they have to keep them for a year, and then they get the title. Once they get the title, they can do what they want with the horse, and then they send them to Florida. So they get paid, but with our tax money, they get paid to adopt these horses. And research shows that some families are adopting multiples under different names. They have all these horses. As soon as they get the title, they bring them to slaughter and make more money. So they're getting $1,000 a horse paid by us and then taking them to slaughter and then getting paid again.
I think what BLM is doing is just washing their hands and pretending that they're helping with this incentive program when they're not, you know?
It's definitely a plan. They don't care. I'm not saying every single member of the BLM. I'm sure there are some who care about the horses that don't have power to do anything about it. But whoever thought up this incentive plan definitely had an ulterior motive.
and what's sickening is that, you know, it's banned in the United States. But then again, it contradicts in itself, and where they can ship them out to Canada, Mexico, Japan, for human consumption. So what is up with that? I mean, it's sickening. It's disgusting.
Yes. That's why we need the Safe Act passed.
Whoa.
We need...
Everyone, please make some noise, okay? And on these rallies, this is the number 3. Get out there with your signs, make some noise, and, you know, stand out there, even make the phone calls. Because the more work you put into it and the more effort, the better it is. And pass the word, you know, let these places, you know, in each state get packed with people and let them know, you know, no riots, no violence.
Mm-hmm.
This is all peaceful, so you don't have to worry about it. And
for
a good cause, you know, we're not, you know, going out there and start fires and everything and get, get violent. No, it's not like that at all. So don't be scared or, you know, look the other way because this is all peaceful. And you can even ask Jackie and Teresa about it. You know, you have nothing to worry about. Man, it's so meaningful. Go ahead.
Linda Logan, in April, with the Arizona rally that she organized was the biggest rally of them all. And it was totally peaceful. I mean, Linda, how many people were there?
Yeah.
I mean,
there was at least 100 people, and it was very peaceful.
Oh, great.
Wow, that's awesome.
It was beautiful. They were all chanting and marching, and it gave me chills when I saw the video. It's what I want to see at every rally.
Yes.
And there could be 100 people at each rally if everybody would show up and they're close to it. You know, take the time and get out there and use your voice. Take your anger into action.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let we are the horses' voices. And you know who especially thanks us? All the wild horses and burros, okay? And the wild Mustangs.
Absolutely.
I mean, where is Ford at? They have cars named after.
Yeah.
You know, they're named Mustangs. Now, the Mustang cars are named after the Mustang horses. So where's Ford at to stand up for them and say, hey, this is all wrong? You know, that's what I'd like to know. I own a Mustang myself, and they're beautiful
oh,
cars,
nice.
Okay?
Yep.
Yeah, and they have the Mustang horse emblem on them. You know, I've owned them since 2001, different years. Can't get away from them. I'm glued to them, okay? But where is Ford at? They should be stepping up to the plate and saying, hey, we are, you know, hey, whatever it takes, get out there and speak for them, you know, collect money to rally for them. I mean, could you see commercials on TV where, yes,
a
like
commercial
the
would be so valuable.
Chasing the Mustangs and saying this is wrong. Our, you know, we named our cars after we named our cars after the horses, and we don't
after
want to get chased by helicopters. You know,
yep.
Exactly. They've been around. Wouldn't
yep.
that be awesome? I mean, I wish I had direct connect with somebody in Ford.
I know.
Hey, get a commercial together, you know, to help these Mustangs out and saying, hey, we don't like
maybe
the cars that named after the Mustang horse being chased by helicopters and sit on the
maybe
we
need.
That's wrong. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I just thought of something. Maybe we need to reach out to all the Mustang car groups and get them on their case.
That's
mm-hmm.
That would be
something
a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Say,
yeah.
I own Mustangs. I love them, and I don't like what's going on. We want you to back us. But
hey,
that's a whole other project.
You know, there's
let me
a
add
lot
that
of them. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And even call, you know, Ford up, handles, you know,
yep.
like the big shots, and saying, hey, listen, we've been going after this for years. We need your help, please. You know, whatever
it
takes,
advocates.
Commercial billboards, anything. When that, I mean, Ford's Ford Mustang is sponsoring, hey, against the horse slaughter and the abuse and neglect of Mustangs, wild Mustangs and burros. Wouldn't that be awesome? I mean, that
it would
get,
be amazing.
It
Linda,
would
that,
get big.
Linda, we need to talk about that because I've got an idea.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Linda,
well,
no,
well,
we've got to add it to the list of 1,000 things we're working on.
Yeah, definitely.
I just gave you more homework, right?
Well, I know that
yes.
a lot of advocates have written to Ford, and they don't get a response about it. They, I
somebody's
know several
got
advocates.
Answer somewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think it's
somebody
time for phone
somewhere
call.
Somebody's got to answer. We got to do some digging.
Yeah.
You know, somebody has, whether it's, I don't care if it's in the newspaper where they put, hey, we're sponsoring to help against this horse slaughter and helicopter roundups.
They have to
you know,
be
magazines,
involved.
Whatever it takes. Yes. There has to
there's
be somebody
be
that's
reason,
going to respond
though.
To you.
There's
yeah,
be
what
some
is the
reason?
Reason?
Yeah.
I
are
mean,
they
is
being,
it getting
you know,
bought off, hush mouth money or something?
Right,
is wrong.
I don't know.
Because money changes
yes.
everything. You know that, right? I mean,
yep.
people get bought off left and right. Corruption. Corruption is good and justice is bad. We need to change it around because too many people get bought off and it's not
mm-hmm.
right. You know, they don't do their jobs and, you know, and it's wrong. So we've got to
yeah,
bring justice to
that.
The spotlight. You know, get changed.
Everybody call
but,
Ford.
But, ladies, we've got another call here. Here we go. Area code 512. You're live and on here. Go ahead. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. Thanks for joining in. Go ahead. Area code 512. Can you hear me?
Hey, my name. Can you all hear me?
Yep.
Can
yes,
you hear
go
me?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Lucinda, and I am the Texas representative for the Texas Chapter Freedom Rally.
Awesome.
You got. You got something. Hello, ma'am.
Yeah.
You've got something in the background. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah. Because
it's picking up
yeah,
sounds.
I took it off.
And I want to hear.
Is that better?
Okay, that's great. Because I want to hear all of you
loud
and clear. Okay.
That's right. I
yeah,
want to thank Jackie and Linda. I want to thank you guys all for doing this. And I would not, you know, this has been in my heart for a long time to help these Mustangs. I was one of those people that accidentally saw a video. I used to do everything I could to avoid it. And once I saw a video of the roundups and the horror, like 15, 16 years ago, there was no turning back.
Yeah.
No
horrible.
Turning back. I co-wrote a song that Willie Nelson recorded called Ride Me Back Home.
That's
and
right.
It's about Mustang.
That's you.
That was me. I started
yes,
writing that song.
It was an amazing song. It's
thank
amazing.
You,
everybody needs to check it out.
Ride
where can they check
home.
That out? Yep.
And I think it's also one of the songs on the film documentary Mustang, America's Wild Horses.
Awesome.
Another documentary. And I did this just from my heart, like, how, what can I do to help? I write poetry and stuff. So that was not me. That was like, you know, that was the spirit of
your
the universe
soul.
Made that happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, the spirit of the universe works through all of us. We're all connected. And,
yep.
You know, I think, Linda, you were on that, and Jackie, y'all were on that Zoom last night.
Yes.
Where
yep, I saw you.
can actually heal the land. They help
yeah.
the ecosystem, horses and burros. And they
yep.
were once native to these lands. So this argument that they're an invasive species is, you know, what I think about that. But
yeah.
I unfortunately live in Texas where there's a lot of cattle people, a lot of, you know, people don't seem to really care. It
right.
really blows my mind. And I'm doing what you're doing, Linda, too. I actually started a 501c3 called Music for Mustangs years ago. And
yeah.
Just to have music events where it would bring people together because they're not going to come just listen to horses about horses. And I use that as a platform to educate people. And
it's awesome.
You know,
great idea.
Other musicians. I live in the live capital, what do they call Austin, the live music capital of the world. I'm hoping it catches on. I'm hoping it becomes a bigger thing, just where, you know, more artists will want to speak out about it. But I just wanted to lend my voice. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you like give a plug for the link to that so people could check that out?
Give what a link?
Give a plug for your link to your website where they can
okay,
listen
so
to the song.
Let me tell you what happened. Music for Mustangs did not get up and running. My mom had a massive stroke. I actually am taking care of.
Oh.
I just stepped outside to talk.
I'm
so
sorry.
She didn't hear me. Although she is an animal advocate. And she helped save 2 kill pen horses. And I want to say that this AIP, which is the Adoption Incentive Program,
yep.
where you were talking about it, ladies, they get paid $1,000 from the government to take
yep.
a Mustang. And I think one person can adopt up. Isn't that right?
Yep, I think so.
One family can take 4. And
I know.
They're dumping them. There are more Mustangs being dumped in kill pens now than ever before. And
yeah, it's really alarming.
Here. A lot of them don't even have titles, and the kill pens do not care because they're going to get paid per pound to ship them for meat. I accidentally
yeah, she,
ended
yeah, excuse
up with
me.
Two
somebody's
of them.
Bringing in sounds from the background. Can you hear somebody's doing dishes or something?
Background noise. It's not me.
We have to multitask, Debbie. We're very busy.
Yeah.
I
hear
that's
that.
What I do is multitask. Okay, it went away. I had to catch it because we want to hear all of you loud and clear, okay? Sorry about that. But,
that's okay.
And what's your name, the latest caller?
Lucinda Hinton.
Lucinda, okay, gotcha. Yes,
Hinton,
and
yes.
You appreciate you calling in, too. And I'm looking forward
yeah.
to more shows with all of you, okay? Jackie and Teresa come back on, and both Lindas. We want to keep it going because the more exposure, the better, you know? And
yes.
I will keep sharing and promoting, you know, this big rally, you know, coming up. And if somebody, you know, Jackie or Teresa or somebody call in next week, and I'll do a, you know, at the beginning of the show introduction to keep announcing it until then, okay, for the next
can
several
Lucinda
weeks.
Can Lucinda just tell us the details of when her rally is? I know she's going to have a hard time, you know, getting a
right.
crowd
yes,
because she really needs,
yeah.
she really
yes,
needs a
ahead,
plug.
Lucinda. Yes.
Our rally is on September the 24th on Saturday. It's going to be 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I know we said 12, but I'm pushing it to 2. I'm hoping to have my Mustang, who's a BLM Mustang down there. She's 15. And
awesome.
She's well trained, and she's a little black mare, and I'm just she's our what do you call it, mascot.
Aw, that's awesome. I'd love for people to see. Look, people need to look into their eyes and see, because if you just stare into their eyes, they tell you a story. Yeah.
They do,
yeah,
and they are so wise. And I have two other BLM Mustangs that I accidentally ended up with that are unhandled. They're amazing, and all they want to do is be friends. I'm fostering them right now, but they were bailed out of a kill pen.
Oh,
beautiful, young, two-
Thank
and three-year-old
so much.
Beauty.
Thank everybody who's saving them, because, like we said before, they're ending up. It's horrible. I can't keep up with it. With the kill pen chat groups, and everybody's scrambling trying to save these horses, these wild horses, all horses.
These are amazing
people trying
to do this.
Yes, and they work all through the night, never stop. I don't even think they get to eat or drink anything.
Seriously.
Because they're And I think, you know what? I really think that all the people involved with that should be able to get free therapy from the government, because it's ridiculous what they're making happen.
I agree.
It's traumatizing. And they should reimburse all of us for all the money we're dishing out trying to save them.
Agreed.
That's true. I mean, look at all the work you're putting in. I mean, it's you know, it's so inspiring. You're a true inspiration to the Wild Horse and Burros and humans. So all of us animal advocates out there, you know, stand together, speak out, and take action, okay? That is the key for changes being made.
Yes.
It is way long overdue. Let's see H.R. 3355, the SAFE Act, pass all the way, okay? Mm-hmm. And let's see change, because that's how it happens. I don't need to have how many co-sponsors they need. They got 218. But, ladies, we're running out of time here. Got 90 seconds left. I want to thank you, Jackie, for coming on and joining in this evening. I'll be in contact with you on another one coming up, okay?
Okay.
And both
Great.
Lindas, thank you for joining in. And thanks
and
for calling, you know. Lucinda, and there's two Lindas.
Yes.
There's one
tonight.
And all the L's. And there's me.
Thank you.
Hey, me? Yeah, it's me. Okay, hello, me. Bye, me, and hope you get some me time.
All right.
But anyway, I want to thank you all for joining in. It's been another great show. Best of luck to you on this big nationwide rally. Please keep me informed. Like I said, I'll be bringing up every week until then, okay, to help out whatever I can do, pass around on, you know, social media. And next week, Dr. Michael Wong will be coming on, has a fund with the Veterinary Care Foundation to help people who cannot afford the life-saving surgery their dogs and cats require. Okay, so we'll be talking with him, welcome him to the show. It'll be his first time, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Thank you all for joining in with us this evening. It's been another great show. Keep spreading the word. And remember, a ball in hand, united we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
For all you're doing.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Let's see the horses. Let's see the victory, so we can let you see the horses there. Do the happy.